It's the Thursday afternoon show. My name is Tom Jackson, and we are joined with a special guest, a local musician, singer, songwriter, Mark Thompson is here. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hello. How are you?
Today I'm very well. It's very nice being here, actually.
Good.
Yeah, I've never been
Thank
here before.
You for coming in. Yes, we're tucked away in the Riverside Centre, but it's like another world when you step through the door.
It is round the back.
Yes, but it's well worth the trip around the side of the building. Mm-hmm. So, we're going to be talking a little bit about your music over the next hour. We're going to be playing some of the full songs over the hour. Mm-hmm. And so, just to begin, would you be able to kind of give like a brief kind of, I guess, like an intro to you, and maybe talk about the style of music you make, the inspirations towards that, and stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm Mark Thompson, and I've been playing music since I was about 7 years old. I started just by kind of having to go on the neighbours of my grandmother. When she lived in Plymouth, she had a council flat, and downstairs were these dear old folks called the Tweedles. It's a brilliant name. And they had an upright piano, and I would just go down and play on their piano. And after about 7 years old, I started having lessons, which my nan arranged for me, with a woman that she knew from the war who taught dance lessons. So she taught me piano. But I didn't make the most of it when I was young. I didn't read music properly. I hated practicing as well, so I didn't get as good as I could have. So in the end, I managed to carry on with piano lessons, and I went to another teacher, and then I carried on just teaching myself after about the age of 11, when my lessons stopped. Mm. And I started working out pieces of music for myself on the piano.
Right, yeah.
And early influences for me at the time were the Beatles and Deep Purple, ironically. I don't know why Deep Purple. I think it's because my mum had LPs hanging around,
so I just played the Deep Purple
tracks.
I was going to say, that's a variety of different things there. Yeah,
and folk music and Elvis Presley and classical music, which I always wanted to try and be good enough to play on piano, you know, and so, in the end, I eventually, after messing around at sixth form and kind of basically mucking it up, I eventually went to a performing arts college, and that's where I met my partner, Sally.
Mm.
It's called the Hub Theatre School in St. Austell.
Ah, yeah, Cornwall.
And then I completed that, and I went to university after that, to Northumbria University, to study music.
Mm.
And that was a strange course, because that was an old enabler and facilitator course, where you could go out into the community and help projects get off the ground.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So you did study music as you would traditionally, like you would study reading music, and you'd study different periods of music.
Yeah.
And different styles of writing music as well, like graphic scores, which are strange beasts in their own right. But it was great fun, because we went to work with one project with the Chinese community down in Chinatown in Newcastle, in Stowell Street. And I had to teach these little Chinese kids how to do a little dance while we were doing this song.
Oh, right.
But
okay.
The weird thing is going into their Chinese community center, you walked into China. As soon as the doors were closed behind you, no one spoke English. And the atmosphere was totally strange. It was totally different culture.
Yeah, it's amazing to kind of immerse yourselves in all these different things. So where are you at the moment? So we've talked a little bit about the kind of the lead up
after my university. I then went and worked for a guy who was doing Baroque music, and I did project management with him for about 2 or 3 years, and eventually I went into the PGC at Durham University and did that for a year, and then I came here in 2002 to be head of music at Carisbrook High, and I did that for 4 years.
Great stuff. So that's the story through the ages.
Well,
so,
yes, and then over the last 17 years I've been teaching music.
It's gone by.
I do feel a bit long in the tooth, but eventually now I've arrived at St. Catherine's School down in Ventnor with the additional needs students, and it's been really lovely. And I've been there for 2 years, so I'm about to start my third year, going back in September.
Yeah, it must be very rewarding.
Yeah, it is.
We're going to play one of your songs now. It's called Don't Let Me Fall.
Yeah.
Is there a little bit of interesting kind of trivia about the
background? Well, when I was at university, having a flat share with Sally, I had this room all to myself, which looked out over the back of the houses, and it was really nice because it was in the highest room at the back. And I'd just sit there and just play for hours in the evening.
Mm.
And this song came all in one lump. Sometimes you get songs, the words come and then the tune comes, so you had to add the words later on,
yeah.
Or you get the words and you had to add the tune. This all came at once, like another song that we're going to talk about later, and it all just fell into place.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I tried to do is, I was very inspired as a child by the poet John Donne.
Right.
Who is, what should we say, Renaissance, maybe a bit later, poet.
I'm not sharp on my poetry.
An English poet.
I'll leave that at GCSE.
Yeah, let's move that to one
yeah,
side.
It's just,
but his poetry was the most beautiful I'd ever read at school. And I always thought, if I write anything, I want to try and equal the beauty of that in song somehow. So I've tried to do that in different ways.
Yeah, yeah.
Try to make it as beautiful and as sometimes as romantic as I possibly can.
So let's listen to it then. So this is the first of the four songs we're going to be playing today from Mark Thompson. This is Don't Let Me Fall, and we'll be back afterwards talking a little bit more about some of your other musical adventures.
Cool.
Back in a mo. We are also joined by Mark Thompson, local musician, singer, songwriter, many talented guy. Before the break, we were listening to one of your songs, Don't Let Me Fall.
Yeah.
And we're going to be listening to another one in just a moment. It's called You and Me. And I know that's got a bit of a kind of story behind it. So I was wondering if you could...
It does, that's right.
Yeah.
Initially, I called this Soldier's Song. But then I thought, well, actually, this is more about the relationship between my grandfather on my mother's side. He was a Royal Marine, a Sergeant Major in the Royal Marines. And he fought during the war, the whole of the war. And I just used to wonder, what was it like for them both when he would just go? He'd have to put on his big coat again, he'd have his bag over his shoulder, he'd probably have one more cigarette on the step before he left, and then he'd kiss her goodbye and off he would go. And I would just think, what would they think about? What would she think about once she closed the door? And then what would he think about once he's on either HMS Victorious or HMS Valiant, off to the different tours of duty, either in the Atlantic, or he's fought in the Pacific as well, and in the Mediterranean. What was it like? I just thought, that's what it was based on, really.
So just kind of an exploration of the relationships involving kind of war, I guess. So,
yeah, and trying to put myself in their shoes, trying to, you know, understand, maybe fathom, or just imagine what it was
like.
And I played this at the festival back in 2010. I had to follow JC and Angelina. They've been ripping up the stage beforehand.
Okay.
And then Mick Smith, who was part of the Key Arts, he then said, right, Mark, you're on. So I went, I can't go out there. They've just been creating havoc. I mean, they're amazing. He said, you've got to go out there. And they finished the lyrics for this song on that morning. And then I went out there and I played it, and you could hear a pin drop. And I thought, oh, God, everybody hates it. This is no good. But, you know...
Yeah,
it wasn't. Everyone just was really quiet listening.
Yeah, because...
But it was really nice because it was a Thursday night, so it's just the campers who come in. It's not all the noise and glare from everybody.
Yeah, And it's like with the... like silence like that, that's... situations like that are amazing, kind of.
Yeah.
There's kind of people yelling, and then the like the level above is just the focus and the just the complete silence in awe, let's say. So
I just listened very quietly. It was really, really strange, but nice at the same time.
So is everybody sitting comfortably? Let's listen to the second one of the four songs then. This is You and Me. We'll
For
be
you,
back.
Grandpa.
Yes.
Aww.
We'll be back in a minute listening to yet another one of these the four songs. So we'll be back in just a moment. That one was we was talking about before. It was all about your grandfather talking about him going out to war and the relationships between different family members. And we were talking while that was playing a little bit about how that was put together, how that was recorded.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote that years ago, about 2010, and then I took it into 5A Studio, and then recorded it there over in Northwood with Guy Page, who runs a studio with Clayton, and Guy played drums on that one and recorded it for me. Nice. And I played everything else. But I did have to borrow Guy's Telecaster guitar to play that one properly. Oh. It was nice.
Yeah, no, it was sounding great. And so that's a little bit about that one. Mm. And it's 21 minutes to three. It's going very quickly.
Yeah,
so,
it is. Rolling by.
What it is. So the next song we're going to be talking about, could you tell us a little bit about the next one? It's called There's No Need to Worry.
Yeah, so. Well, obviously, this is about my son. It's about my son, Ruben, who, ironically, is a very, 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 very distant cousin of yours, which is mad.
No, it's crazy.
Yeah. And so he was born in 2000, and we never expected to have a son. But when he was born, I felt like I had, I don't know, the power and strength of like 10 men in my chest. It just felt, you know, so overwhelmed with power and love, and just, it was amazing. So I just wrote this song to kind of say to him, you know, no matter what, I'm going to try and be a good dad, because my own father was never responsible enough or good enough or selfless enough. He was a horrible, violent man, and I just didn't want to repeat that. My stepfather has not been that at all. But I just wanted to say it in a song that
he
could always kind of rely on me.
Yeah, and I mean, that's just a lovely sentiment, isn't it? So, without further ado, let's listen to it then. This is the third of the four songs we're playing from Mark Thompson in today's Interview Hour. This is There's No Need to Worry. We'll be back after this with the final of the four. It's gone so fast. This is the Thursday afternoon show, and for the past hour, we have been talking to local musician, singer-songwriter Mark Thompson, who is still with us. Hello.
Still here.
I know. I'm always surprised at this point, I think. Blimey, I haven't...
Still going, mate.
I'm so... How have I not made a mistake yet? So before the break, we were listening to "There's No Need to Worry," written
for Ruben,
your son. Yeah. And if people have liked what they've heard today of the songs we played, "You and Me," "Don't Let Me Fall," and obviously that one, and we've got another one in just a second. Where can they find?
I've got 6 songs at the moment up on Bandcamp. So if they want to find me, it's Mark Thompson, all lowercase, Thompson with a P, number 2, so markthompson2.bandcamp.com. And they'll find some of these songs up there. And I'm going to put some other stuff up there soon that I've recorded down with Red Squirrel, which is where the... another huge local band used to be. I can't remember what they're called now. The Bees used to have a studio down in Ventnor. Yeah.
Yeah,
which is now owned by James Thorpe.
There we go. Shout outs everywhere.
James.
Yes. So we're going to listen to You're Like a Dream.
Yeah.
So what interesting things have we got about this one?
Well,
so,
again, this is going back to John Donne, trying to write something that's beautiful and romantic as it possibly can be. And again, like the first one, this all came at once. These two songs came in a batch of about 5. Over a week, and they all came at once. So the song and the chords, it was the first chord that I did where I had to put my thumb over on a particular string, and suddenly everything else just fell into place. And I wanted this to kind of be a bit like mysterious and have sorcery in it, and, you know, talk about just
mystical.
Yeah, something a bit mystical, a bit like King Arthur-y type.
Oh, yeah.
That type
like
of mystery.
Excalibur.
Yeah, a little bit
you
like
know,
that.
Yeah, you that know. Kind of thing, yeah.
So that's basically what it was behind it.
So that's the kind of the get ready for the mystical vibe song.
Yeah.
So the final one we're playing today. Thank you very much for coming in.
Great pleasure to be here.
No, it's been amazing to listen to your music, have a chat and all that stuff. You'll be, if you just missed this and you're just tuning in, oh dear, but you can catch it. I will be podcasting it and putting it up on our website, vectusradio.com now. Let's have a listen to it then. This is the final of the 4 songs we're going to be listening to today, all kind of going for a mystical King Arthur-y type vibe.
At a studio that my mate Scooby owns in Ryde as well.
Great stuff. So here it is. This is You Are Like a Dream.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. The only local station run by the community for the community. VectisRadio.com.